Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
And hello, Giants fans, and welcome to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio. Really, really special show for you today. I have with me former Giants coach and hopefully future Hall of Famer Tom Coughlin. And Tom, deeply, deeply appreciate some of your time today.
Hi, Ed. Glad to be with you.
Coach is here promoting his new book, A Giant Win. Hopefully, great Christmas gift for all of you Giants fans. And Coach, quickly, why now for this book, and how did it come about for you?
Why now? Because first of all, I think it's one of the greatest games in the history of the Super Bowl. Certainly, the greatest upset in the history of the Super Bowl. And there's many reasons for it. This book is much more in depth and detail from the personal side than I've done before. This is my third book. But this book really goes into the nitty-gritty of one game, Super Bowl 42. And the reason, one of the reasons, okay, our country has come through a very difficult time. COVID. Now we're in inflation. You know, depression, whatever you want to call it. It's not a very flattering time. At one time in our lives, every one of us has been on our back. I don't care how much, what your income is or whatever. It's the same for all of us. So we've all had to fight our way back from something. This is one great example of that, because this is a head coach, a quarterback, and a team that nobody gave a chance for anything. And to start the year off 0-2 even made it worse. Because when we went to Washington, who knows what would have happened if we'd have lost that game. They might have fired me right there. But the whole point is, you know, what do you do about it when you're down? You know, and for me, the key question was always, if you tell me I can't do something, that's the greatest motivator in the world.
As I read the book, this was 15 years ago now, and I can't believe the detail of the small things that you remember about each and every play in that game. I can't remember what happened in the Giants game last week.
Well, you know, you've got to, obviously, this is, the game made a huge impression on me, obviously, and something that I always carry with me. But what I did is I went back and looked at segments of the game, and I recalled how they came about, why the call was made, what particularly happened. What were we trying to accomplish? What could have affected us in a negative way, even though we made that particular call? So that's what I think the fans are going to really enjoy, is understanding why things were called, how they were called, what the circumstances were, what we were facing. Ed, we were facing the greatest offensive machine in the history of professional football.
And he's still mad at you, by the way.
Who is?
Brady, he's still mad at you, by the way.
That's okay. I'm mad at him. I'm not so crazy about it. But Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. And you had, you know, Eli against Brady, and you had all these subplots that had to be accomplished. You know, here's a defense that was fourth in the league, got out, the Patriot defense that didn't get any recognition, you know, because of their offensive team and Moss and all these great players and so on and so forth. And as I said, you know, Tom Brady, and under any circumstance at any time, this guy goes the length of the field in 20 seconds to win a game. So those things are all a part of the subscript.
I need to ask you, you won two Super Bowls with the core of this group. You coached for a long time. You coached a lot of teams. Is this the favorite group of guys that you ever coached?
Every team has a special place and a coach's memory point for one reason or another. This certainly is a team that I'm extremely proud of, and I was so glad to be a part of. So from that standpoint, it was, you know, just this, what we went through together, and the way that, you know, you always tell your team that in circumstances like that, you're going to be bound at the hip for all time. and we are. And I'm very proud of that.
You know, I have to ask, I wasn't going to ask you this, but I have to ask you an Eli Manning question. We all know what Eli was as a player. We all know how stoic he was in the face that he showed the media and the fan base during his career. He's been a completely different person since he retired. He's shown the other side of his personality on TV, on social media, on all of that. Have you been surprised, pleased? I'm curious your reaction to seeing him open up the way that he has.
I'm not surprised at all. I've seen him in the locker room with his teammates and how he's responded to sarcasm and what have you, and the games that the guys play in the locker room. I've seen that side of him. So for me to see him in an entertainment capacity is really, really not a shocker to me at all. I did something with him when he was Eli's places at the Lubin House in New York with Syracuse University. And you see Eli, and then you see Eli as he steps up to the plate in his present position. And it's fun to see him in both capacities, because in the very beginning of that session, he's having a cup of coffee and a donut in the back room, and he's Eli, okay? And the next minute, you know, he's got the script and he's playing it out, and we're having fun with each other, watching tape, and we're kidding each other back and forth. And so it was a very enjoyable experience. And I've seen some of the things that he and Peyton do, and they're very good. They're very good. They're very good together, and they're very good as individuals.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Hey, Coach, I have to ask you, you know, just as a quick personal story, I've coached kids basketball for probably more than 20 years now, and I'm back at it this year after 3 or 4 years away from it. They dragged me back in, and I'm curious, do you feel like you're done with football? And if you want it back in, is there a capacity that you might like to work in?
I, you know what? You asked me, that's 10 different questions, and I don't know that I have the answer. Am I always going to be involved in football? Yes, but it may not be in the capacity that I've been in the past. You know, if I could be, I'd be the head coach. I'd be the head coach because, you know, why do it without having control of what you need to have control of? And I just say that in jest. I don't see that coming. But could I help a team? Sure, I can help a team in whatever capacity that could be worked out. But I'm not out there looking for that.
No, I'm curious. You're on the outside now, and you're looking at the New York Giants and a new head coach in Brian Daboll. And this team is having some surprising success. I'm curious what you think of this team and why you think, you know, from the outside, why you think that Brian is having such success with this group.
I think Brian's a good football coach, and he's paid the price. He's been with Bill Belichick. He's had tremendous experiences there. He's had a great experience in Buffalo with Josh Allen. You know, he's more than prepared for his job. And you can see when he came in, I can see the look on his face. I've had the opportunity to talk to Brian and to visit with him. And he was nice enough to host us over at the Giant facility last spring as we brought in some J-Fund people. But But I just think they've done an outstanding job, and I hope that they can get back on track here after a couple of difficult losses.
Tom, you mentioned the J Fund, and we have to talk about your work with the J Fund. I'm curious. You've won two Super Bowls. You coached for a long time, but a lot of your former players, they talk more about your impact on them as a person than as a football coach, and the work you did with the J Fund. I know it's kind of long-winded, but is it fair to say that maybe the best work of your life has been helping people live better lives more than preparing them to win football games?
I hope so, Ed. I hope so. Because as a teacher, which is basically what I am, I was not going to only be concerned about the X's and O's part of it. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, at the pro level, that's never been me. And I always try as best I can to help my guys understand life's lessons, things that are going to help them beyond the football field, and to drive those things home and to have them as a part of everything that we say and everything that we do and how they live their lives and their responsibilities, their accountability, those type of things. So it's always been a part of the way I've coached, the life's lessons, the lessons that can be learned on the football field that also carry over into life. And so as a teacher, you know, I can only say, I hope so. I hope so. That's what I want. And the idea of the J Fund is to be able to take what humble success that I have had, that we have had, and project it for the benefit of others. Those who are not able, because of circumstances, to help themselves the way that I can perhaps help them.
Yeah, Tom, I know that we've tried to use Big Blue View a little bit to help the J Fund, and I hope to do more of that going forward. I wanted to ask you, just in closing, Steve Serby of the New York Post always asks a three dinner guests question in closing things. And I want to ask a little different question. Aside from your parents, I know you went into your parents in this book a little bit and just what they meant to you. Can you give me three people, professionally or personally, that have really had profound impact on your own life?
Ed, that's a tough question because there's been a lot of people. I mean, I like to think that I'm a sponge and I've learned from everybody that I've had the opportunity to be around. But I will say this, you know, as a high school kid, you really are not very worldly. You're all concerned with, you know, your league and what's going on in your community and how you're going to be impactful in the conference that you represent. My high school coaches were outstanding. Bill Carey, Mike Ornato, my basketball and football coaches, they made a tremendous impact on me. And then going forward, all the people that I've had the ability to be around and the opportunity to be around. But I would say this, I've learned a lot from the readings of John Wooden. That has helped me a lot. But you cannot talk about being projected into a higher level of sophistication in your profession without talking about my experience as an assistant coach with Bill Parcells and the New York Giants. And that made a huge impact on me because my experience in pro football at that time had not been as a win, and I needed to win. So I got with Coach Parcells and I got with an organization that had great continuity, and I learned from that.
Tom, thank you so much for spending the time, folks. Make sure you go out and get a copy of the book here for for your favorite Giants fan here for the holidays. Tom, thank you again. I know that that personally this is a tough time for you, and I really appreciate your spending a few minutes.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Tom. All right, Tom, thank you so much for a few minutes, and hopefully things are good for you, and hopefully everybody else in the family's good. And we got through this. We got through 15 or 20 minutes with managing to keep my granddaughter quiet.
There you go.
My wife took her to the other end of the house. Every time I do one of these, I seem to wind up introducing her to people. So,
so I got a bunch of those too.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like they spend as much time here as they do with their parents, and that's okay.
That's a good thing. That's
All right.
A good thing.
All right, Tom. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ed.
Take care. Bye-bye.